Yes, we have talked about the TIF for lanes.
No, I didn't realize they were in a.
The parking lot is.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, just the parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
There's lights for the parking lot.
Yeah, and I talked to the TIF group and they said it can be called rehab. Because they're redoing the lights, because there's already lights there, they just need new ones.
So they're just replacing all of the ones
Replacing the, yeah, replacing the lights that's already there.
So 76,27,54 was the total?
Yeah.
Would that fall on that facade thing too, or not? Or do we even have that anymore?
No, because that's like on the building itself.
Yeah.
But they said it would be covered, yeah, like I said, under rehab. He had one that, he couldn't be here tonight, he had one that fell over and he, over there, that was put in the same time as these at the funeral home, so he knows they're getting bad and he's wanting to get LED ones in.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What we doing?
Have a good day.
At first he was gonna go through somewhere, it was like lights, Wickard, and he found these cheaper at, I think it's Home Depot.
I've seen that, yeah.
Is that the taxes in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Or is that on?
Oh, I don't know, I didn't look at it.
I just wonder if surely that's not the funeral home. I wouldn't think.
It might be just the parking lot, it's separate.
Probably just the parking lot.
Yeah.
45.
And we do have money in there, so. The bank balance right now is $121,000.
Oh, those are cool looking lights. Yeah, those are cool. They ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, $472.22 a piece, okay, I got you. I'm sitting there looking at that one price and I'm like.
A little over $6,500 for all the lights, he's got seven too.
Mm-hmm.
He's got seven lights.
You know, hell, we can probably shut off a couple of streetlights in that area and make our money back.
Yeah.
Because between him and Chris Ford, they got it lit up.
Oh, boy. That's something we just wanna approve entirely since it's not much or.
What's the total amount?
70 with Wickard's.
62.27.
$1,400 with Wickard's.
Mm-hmm.
I think, let's see.
76.27.
Yeah, total project 76.27.
Just a hair over 76.27.54. That's pretty much it. Some of the other projects we've done with parking lots and signs and.
These are the original lights, I think he said, from 2000.
Yeah, they are, I think.
I went by and looked at them this afternoon, they look a little wobbly.
Yeah, that's what he said, they're getting ready to fall.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if it fell on a car in the parking lot. Yeah, you never know. I forgot there was a meeting.
And I'm sorry, I renamed you again, Kim, so I have to.
We're related again.
I will make a correction on the agenda.
Well, just thank you if you get a Christmas card from John then.
Yeah, we're all related.
There you go.
comments or? I don't know. Brother and sister, you never know. I can't afford two wives, can't.
Well, you wouldn't get confused with the names.
No.
So how many wives is he talking about together?
Looks like 11.
11?
How much money is in that TIF that we haven't given to somebody else?
We have $121,000 in there, but $77,883 is accounted for, which leaves $42,000. But we'll be getting, you know, come August, September, then we'll be getting tax money again, so.
Shoot, yeah.
End date's 26, wasn't it?
Decide whether it's.
2026.
Grant or loan or whatever you wanted to do, just. That's all you gotta do, I think, isn't it? Just decide whether it's a grant or a loan or whatever.
For all of it or whatever, and then vote on it during the meeting.
Right. I think it's a good idea. Them lights will look a lot prettier than them numbers in the checkbook.
Yeah.
I just give David a grant, you know, and.
There you go.
Spend more on other stuff.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Just like.
Yeah.
Just approve it out of committee and that's what, then I can say that in the meeting, that this was approved out of committee and this was committee's recommendation.
I'd be by recommendation.
What was that again, John?
I said just give David a grant.
A grant?
Yeah.
For the entire amount?
Yeah.
Well, I don't see a problem with that.
And we'll specify the amount during the meeting.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be better, Kendall, to like in the committee to have a motion and a second and vote on it?
Yeah.
That way it's, I mean, I think that's.
I don't make a motion.
Somebody make a motion, I mean.
John.
On the chairs.
Okay.
Oh, he can because he's chair. Okay, I'll make a motion.
Okay. That we give it to him as a grant?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I don't have to do that, do I?
Who's on?
No.
Kim, you're on the committee, you can.
Yeah.
Kim, Kendall.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay.
Motion, I'm sorry.
Okay. There you go.
Very simple.
You can call for your vote, John. You gotta have a vote.
All in favor, Sally?
Aye.
Kendall?
Aye.
Kim? You in favor? You in favor? Are you on the committee or are you?
Yes, she's on the committee. Yes.
On the motion, are you in favor? Give it to him in a grant.
I think she did.
You all right with that motion? You all right with that motion? Okay.
Good enough.
We're all in favor.
Now you need to adjourn your meeting, don't we, Brad?
You gotta take a vote?
Oh, no, you gotta take a vote too, I mean.
I have a motion and a vote.
Yes, yes.
Adjourn our TIF meeting.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any votes?
All recorders is a second.
Doesn't require a vote?
Not adjourned, it's just a second and that's it. There's no discussion, no vote, no.
Then is your meeting adjourned now?
It is adjourned.
All right.
Can you second it? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I second it.
You second it, okay.
All right, no, I move.
Yeah, you need motion.
Thank you for the pledge of allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for the invocation. Heavenly Father, please bless everyone in this room and help us make the best decisions for the people of this town. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for coming. Clerk, if you call the roll, please.
Oliver Valley Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Paschal.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Layferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum, we'll move on. If everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the last meeting, have any additions, corrections, comments? If none, if we have a motion to accept the minutes of the last meeting.
Motion to accept the minutes.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor accepting the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Clerk's report. Clerk, do you have anything for us?
Just the statement of economic interest need to be turned in May 1st. You can give them to me or mail them in, whichever you want to do. And I'll take a bunch of them over. Yesterday, I applied for another grant for the lead service line inventory grant program. This is the second time. We didn't get any the first time. So I did another grant yesterday for $40,000. They have to locate all the lead lines, all the lines by April of 24. So we got a year to get all the lines located and decide, you know, figure out what they are, locate all the lead lines. So
that's going to be fun.
I did that. That's all I got.
All right. Anybody have any questions for the clerk? All right. Moving on, Treasury report. Treasurer, do you have anything for us?
I don't have anything.
Thank you very much. Attorney's report, Mr. Collins.
Nothing for me.
Thank you, sir. No engineer this evening. Public comments and petitions. Anyone from the public wish to speak?
I do have one thing to say.
Oh, Billy, ladies first.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, Billy. Billy. We'll let Billy go first. Ladies first. There we go.
Bill Ward is going to be complaining about bottles and trash that's on the subway lot because he cleaned that up. I went and talked to him today and I told him that we do not sell beer in bottles. So any bottles or glass that is there didn't come from us. And I told him pretty good about policing our people as far as trash taking outside and everything. So I did talk to him and he's okay with it. So
sure. Okay.
He might still complain, but just letting you know that that's
all good. All right. Thank you, Billy. Now, Bill Bradley.
Yeah. Okay. The trash and stuff that's been cleaned up behind George. Of course, that's bad, and it gets worse every day. If you ever have a fire, it burned the whole block down. There's no way. It was the fire department that put it out. I've been up to Springfield, and he told me it is the city, the property owners, and the fire department that get that taken care of. And he wants to report back.
Okay. Thank
you.
That's
what I
have to say. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
George, do you have anything?
I'm not saying that.
Okay, you're good. All right, on that. On that, what ordinances do we have that we can enforce to clean up that property, Mr. Collins?
So we have a garbage, junk, and debris ordinance, which would allow him to be ticketed. It also allows basically a period of time for cleanup. I can pull it up and get you the exact deadline.
I've got one in there. Let me go get it.
Well, I mean, if it comes to that, we can. So that's a per diem violation, fine, and then if it's not remediated within a period of time, I believe the city can go ahead and clean it up, and then we can lien the property for that amount. So that's kind of what we can do. It's kind of similar to mowing or unsafe and dangerous buildings, but not so focused on the structure, just focused on the debris and the garbage collected out of the structure.
I mean, I agree with Bill. I saw the...
He just keeps adding
the pallets and he's building stuff. I agree with Bill. Now it's becoming a...
It's going to be a rat, a fire hazard.
A fire hazard of rats. I mean, I agree. It's more than just junk.
I think our police have tried working with him.
I think
everybody has.
It's not working. We went far enough.
No, but I mean, I don't have much faith in the court system cleaning this up either. I mean, we'll we'll kill some trees and write some paper, but I don't have much faith in them either, Bill. I just be straight with you. But we'll, I mean, if the council's in agreement.
Can we go down there and clean the place up and put a lien on it?
Well, that's what, I mean, but there's a process to it.
You gotta go to siding.
You gotta go through the process. And I've got no problem with doing that. None. None. Well, I mean, mostly this stuff can be cleaned up by the city crews if we have to. So, I mean, it's just a cost of fuel and time.
I don't want to spend my tax money to clean up somebody else's.
Well, I know.
I'm sick and tired of cleaning up other people's mess.
No, I am too. I am too.
How much can you fine him? Is there a.
I know, I'm doing good.
Per day, you have anywhere from $25 to $750.
Go over to the courthouse and ask them what the unpaid liabilities or fines are for the county.
I can tell you what they are for city law.
Yeah, I think ours is $750 maximum.
I mean,
it's to the point where, I mean, how do you force him to do something that he doesn't want to do?
I've gone by there and there's unattended fires at 9:00 at night, nobody around them. And I've kept Frank involved in this, told him about it.
I get it.
But he's tried working with him and he's not paying attention.
Is there anything in the debris that we can identify as something that'd be a particular illegality, perhaps?
All of it?
I mean, he's got it like from property line to property line. And it looks, when he, way he's got the pallets stacked, it looks like a structure. So I'm sure he's violating zoning by not being 5 foot off the property line.
How many live in that house?
I don't know if he's got any hazardous materials or anything like that.
He's got it stacked 6-7 foot high places, I mean, and pallets put up, make walls. And then there's the one across from the truck dock at the grocery store, the White House there on the corner. They got that shelter built in their backyard and they're living in it.
I mean, it's just, like I said, it's becoming a hazard.
So the process has started on it?
I mean, if that's what you guys want to do, I mean, we'll.
Once we clean it all up, what keeps him from starting to right back up again?
I was told he was going to be away for a while. Coming up. And when he's away, hopefully maybe his mother would cooperate with us and she would clean some of it up or get some.
She's the one gonna get the fines since she owns the property?
They did one dumpster and most of that was cardboard.
Yeah.
Right, stuff that could have been.
Does she own?
You burn everything else.
Right, right.
Does she own the property?
I believe she does.
Nothing but cardboard.
So she's the responsible person or the tenant, or both?
She's the landowner, she's the one that we would deal with. I mean, the tenant would be the one probably receive the ticket, but she would be the one dealing with the lien.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I had Frank go talk to her in the first place.
Well, I mean, I was.
And she come here and said, you know, you see.
Right, right, I was.
Evidently, well, you don't pay attention to mom either, so.
Right. I was encouraged by her when she came here.
Yeah, I was too.
And I thought, hey, this'll get done now, I mean. Yeah.
The other possibility is trying to seek, I know you don't have much confidence in the courts, but trying to seek some sort of an injunction against them from doing that. Whatever good that is, another piece of paper to show them, but.
You can't do much more.
I mean, once.
Definitely need to do that for you to clean up.
I mean, once Frank writes some citations, then it's in your ballpark and you handle it how you see fit.
But no, it's.
Yeah, I think it's time, it went far enough.
He's just added to it since then.
Well, with spring and summer coming along, it's gonna be hot.
It's time.
Things out there are going to smell.
I'd have been screaming a lot worse than these two guys, so.
Yeah.
I know that, I mean, I can tell you there's a place that looks similar to it in Bryant that you drive by every day and you don't notice, but they've tried everything to get those people to clean that up. I don't know what's going on, but it's still there.
Well, there's that pallets across the street there to build a mansion.
The one out there by Littlefield, east of town there on his entrance, on the left. same thing as this. I went by it the other day. The backyard is full.
Yes, on that.
Of pallets?
Of everything.
See, those pallets, I think, are coming from the food giveaway, and then the pallets are left. They don't have anything to do with them. I know Bob Hazard hauls them off now.
Yeah, Bob takes them.
I mean, there's a bunch of them.
Because it's hard to put big hay bales down on it.
You used to be able to sell those.
Well, we average about five pallets to one week down there, you know.
I mean, has anybody ever thought of selling them to make money to rent your truck?
I mean, I know, that's Jen's thing, so.
But anyway, that's a whole different subject. So anyway, we'll.
We tried selling, I mean, was down there and we kept saying anybody want to buy pallets. We couldn't even give them away.
Right.
Nobody wanted them.
There used to be a guy from Peoria that. That was his business. He drove around, picked up pallets everywhere, and then he went and sold them, made decent money doing it.
That's what my stepdad did. He run Midwest Pallet Company in Havana, and bought and sold.
A good pallet right now probably worth $15 a piece. A good one, to,
yeah,
really.
Because even when I was trucking, you could get 10.
Nobody wants them. I got some out.
You go to a warehouse and pick up a load, and they supply the pallets. You either paid for the pallets or you replaced them with ones you brought with you.
Well, we asked them if they wanted their pallets back after we unloaded the food and everything. They said, nope, we don't want them back. So
he's never been served yet, actually, with a violation?
No, I don't believe so. I don't.
Well, it's due.
So. I don't believe so. But
you got to start somewhere.
All right, I'll talk to the police chief and give him his orders. Okay. Moving on. Anybody else from the public wish to speak? No. All right. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, George. Thank you, Billy. Committee reports: finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderperson Sally Clark.
I have nothing to report this time.
All right. Sewer, Alderman Spotlow.
Yeah, I think
we're reported. Streets and Alleys, Mr. Miller.
I don't have anything.
Police and ESDA, Mr. Ward.
I don't have anything.
Thank you. Water, Mr. Miller.
Nope, nothing.
Utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds, Jim Long.
Alderman. We're waiting on a gap in the schedule for the visitor center, and we're going to do the floor
ourselves. Let me know the timeline. Going to get
all the old up and put a whole new coat on everything, and hopefully that'll fix it.
Sounds good.
All we'll have to buy is a 5 gallon bucket of sealer. No.
Sounds good.
And I think we'll probably paint the walls while we're at it, because we need it. There's a couple cracks. Get dead in the plastering genius. Patch up the plaster, and Sarah already says get her the paint, she'll paint it. So.
I mean, when you're ready for paint, I imagine I can drum up a volunteer or two for you.
Yeah. But we got to wait for a gap in the schedule because right now it's pretty busy.
I have something I want to run by. I don't know nothing about this, really. My cousin, she lived down south in this town that she lived in, and I'm still in the state of Illinois. They had vacant lots with rundown houses, just a mess, what we deal with here. But she said there was a government official come in. And they're from Windsor Homes, W-I-N-D-S-O-R, Windsor Homes. And what they do, they come in, they demolish the area, clean it up, and then build a small house on it. And I said, well, what's the cost to the city? And she goes, nothing. She says, the federal government's doing this. But I don't know if it would work for us or anything, but she was just telling me about it, and I have the phone number, you can call them. But that's all I know about it, but... And she said, you know, you don't have to be a big town to get this done. They'll come in. Yeah, it was new to me. I was talking to her about it. She lived down tip of Illinois.
Can't hurt to call.
So, yeah.
No, we'll investigate that. All right, moving on. Tourism. Alderperson Kim.
Do you have anything?
I don't have anything. Nope, I'm good.
TIF, Mr. Spotlow.
We got something to vote on and under new business.
All right. Citizens Committee, Amanda's not here. Christmas Committee. Kenny told me there was a meeting coming up. Can't remember what the day was. The 20th?
The meeting.
20th at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Down the restroom.
Yeah.
All right. 20th at 6. Alrighty, moving on. Evan is here. No, all right, no public works director. Moving on to unfinished business. We have some motor fuel tax stuff that we need to discuss and possibly act on. Cindy, do you have the information for that?
We just rewrote it up since we took the seal code out. So it's something just has to be done so we can maintain the roads and streets. So I can pay the bills when we buy the patch and everything. So that's basically what I did, so I can pay the bills with the motor fuel tax money.
Yeah.
That maintains the streets and the highway. And then I sent it out, and then that's the first one. And the second one is the estimate of cost, which we have the total of $78,439.72 for it. That's for the year. And then the third one to vote on is the engineering, consulting engineer, so we can pay them.
Okay. So I move to approve the supplemental maintenance resolution for motor fuel tax.
Motion and a second. We have a roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right. So that's approved.
Motion for the maintenance cost. Yes, but the maintenance cost.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second on the estimate of maintenance cost for the motor fuel tax. We have a roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye. You're just renaming everybody.
Yeah.
Motion carries.
I didn't give you a last name.
Now the third one, the maintenance engineering agreement.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Ward, second by Mr. Spotlow. Roll call vote.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right. Resolution passes also. Now moving on to new business. We had a TIF application from Mark Lang from Henry Lang Memorial Home to replace existing lighting in the parking lot. Had a TIF meeting at 6:15. Alderman Spotlow shared that. He'll give us some information.
Mark's going to replace all of his parking lot as of the TIF district. He's going to replace all of the existing lighting with updated LED lighting. Lights he's got now are relatively old and slowly deteriorating, so he's going to replace them. So the $76,27.54 is for the lights and the maintenance and the labor to replace them. So the recommendation from the committee was just to give them that from the TIF grant. We do have funds available in the TIF fund, and yeah.
It was approved for a grant from the committee, right?
Yes.
All right.
$76,27.54.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone from the council have any questions, comments?
I move to approve the application of Mark Lang for a grant of $7,627.54.
I second.
For rehabilitation.
All right. We have a roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark. Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Moving on, if everyone had a chance to look at the bills this evening, any questions, comments? If not, we have a motion to approve the bills.
Motion to approve the bills.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the bills. We have a roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
Motion carries, bills are paid. I guess we got a page two.
Say their names in your statement.
Evidently not, because I get them mixed up.
Dream about them.
Have any other business that we need to discuss? If not, if I have a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Move.
We have a motion and a second. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you for coming. God bless you all.